spinning faster than ever. And a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
It's how we start every day, finding out what's so special. Let's see about this one. The ninth day of the seventh month of 2025, 190 and 175 left to go. 54 days until Labor Day proper.
Still feels like 55, even though the world's going faster.
It's only the, I mean, that's the, not many mile markers to look forward to in this part of summer.
I know, and it rained on our parade on the 4th of July. And you threw in the trees and nobody got to see any fireworks.
Does explain why 114 days left until Halloween that it's already appearing in many shelves and stores. 116 until daylight saving time ends, and today, otherwise known as National Dimples Day.
Aww.
There you go. And Sugar Cookie Day.
Love a sugar cookie.
Today is, yes, by all accounts, the shortest day. One of the shortest days in history overall. We'll have more on this as we go, because it's fascinating. But yeah, the Earth's rotation is speeding up. This has nothing to do with the time of year, necessarily. It does have to do with the moon's pull on us. And because it's far, far away,
yeah,
it doesn't have the pull that it normally does. So we're going to spin a little faster. About 1.51 milliseconds faster today. So hold on.
Okay.
Okay?
Does that mean we're burning more calories and we're going to wake up 5 pounds lighter tomorrow asking for a friend?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what AI tells me.
Mm-hmm.
And Dream Girl. Thank you. On this date in history, 1877, the first ever Wimbledon tennis championship begins. It was raucous. 1893, Daniel Hale Williams, an American heart surgeon. That's good he was that, because he performed the first successful open heart surgery in the U.S. without anesthesia.
Oh, my word.
1893.
I want to know what happened to the patient. I've got questions.
That's why the life expectancy was like 22. All right. On this date, musically, in 1955, Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley.
Hey, what's your name?
In the comments, that's the YouTube girl.
What?
That's a well-oiled machine today. That hit number one.
What's your name?
Here's how fast music either evolved or devolved within 10 years. This was 1955, number one, on this date in 65.
Oh.
Sonny and Cher released I Got You, Babe.
When in doubt, add a tambourine.
And then Groundhog Day started. On this date, 1981, Donkey Kong was released. Still never been good at that.
Yeah.
It's a nemesis.
Pac-Man better.
1997, Mike Tyson banned from boxing for biting Evander Holyfield's ear off during a match.
Mm.
Also, peak late 90s. If you ever wanted to know, late 90s.
Right.
Kids, what was it like? Mike Tyson biting people's ears off, and 99 American Pie opened in theaters. So that pretty much sums up the latter half of that decade. 2004, Anchorman was released in theaters. He was a man's man. 2012, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes divorced.
Dang it.
We lost on this date in 2019, Ross Perot, and just last year, from the Oak Ridge Boys, the great Joe Bonson. Elsewhere, we have birthday celebrations. 72 today. We like him. David Ball. There you go.
Yeah.
He's riding with Private Malone and the like. I tried to wedge that in. Elsewhere, Wonder Years' Fred Savage is 49 today.
How did that happen? He was little and cute like 15 minutes ago.
Well, I'm sure there's a narrator that would pop in right now and explain it. On a different show. Maybe on Dream Girls podcast. Jack White is 50.
White Stripes.
Courtney Love, 61.
Kurt Cobain's widow.
Diesel Kevin Nash, WWE, 66. Kelly McGillis is 68.
Ooh, Top Gun.
Tom Hanks is 69 today.
Every other role in the history of Hollywood.
Don't travel with him. Jimmy Smits is 70.
L.A. Law?
Sure.
Okay.
And O.J. would have been 78 today.
It's gone. Not here.
Elsewhere, happy Burley. Happy Burley? Birthday broadcaster, no less. Rich Phillips. He's a birthday.
Start your day by saying, hey, 817-877-1921. Hank FM.